نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد مخبر وعامرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد المبارك وسلم صلوا عليه. It is our belief that Quran is a complete code of life. It gives us a comprehensive knowledge about our relationship, services, ethics, professional dealing, as well as domestic life. Undoubtedly, Quran, which is a basic source of information and inspiration, deals with human nature and human behavior. In this regard, today we will be discussing about some important aspect of Quran with reference to the love with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam,
which could evaluate the exact research problem and would certainly tell us what's the matter of problems, what is the philosophy of societal change through dialectal methods, and how could we address or reshape antithesis so that we could get a fruitful result from our synthesis. These three terminologies are very common in the modern age, and especially where there is research behaviorism, they always believe that a society cannot achieve its real goals until it does not address to a philosophical hypothesis. This philosophical hypothesis may be understood by various means. If you are going to locate your economical conditions, address to economical problems, so you will have to have hypothesis regarding economy and politics. If you are going to address to those disciplines which are purely applied, economical, political or religious, so you will have to evaluate your problems in the light of Greek politics, Greek philosophy, ancient problems, ancient policies, and history through dialectal methods. This may be typical for an individual to understand or evaluate the floating behaviorism or the floating norms, but it is obvious to understand through educational methods. And these methodologies are being used worldwide, not only in America or UK or France or any other particular country, throughout world. This is a world of research from which scholars come out and talk to the people based on these philosophical methods. So let me tell you the exact meaning of research. The purpose of today's talk is not to understand research or remodify things, but it is very much concerned with the reality or rational approaches to understand what is the gravity of love, problems, surety, assurances, and modern problems as well as religious problems, so that we could make a strong, well-organized hypothesis which would lead us towards a particular way of understanding that is known a religio-political obligation and the theory of obedience regarding Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Islamic institutions, synagogue, temples, or other individuals who belong to different kinds of societal identifications of the world. So let me tell you the reality. Where there is research, where there is a kind of individual relationship, there may be an optimistic approach that is called simple relationship, that may be known as from the field of human resource management, but it does not cover and control the entire entity of human being. Where there are problems in administration, then you would be seeker to have knowledge of public administration. When there is a problem of space, then you will have to have certain rules and regulations of research regarding space and its dialectal methods. But where there is a class conflict in the society based on economy, you will have to have a particular paradigm, a particular parameter to understand how to evaluate the economy of the state, the economy of an individual, the economy of society, based on the reality that where there is a kind of diplomatic deal, that would be a politics of the state. So it would be resolved that where there is a kind of relationship between groups or individual, then you will have to follow economical conditions without caring ethics or law of ethics in the society. Just get your fringe benefit from others, whether it is right or wrong. Through unfair means, even sometimes you can get your benefit, as Machiavellian school of thought proves this. This is politics and economy of the modern age. So this research may lead you towards your materialistic success. This may be a success of materialism, but a basic question may be asked: where is satisfaction for soul? Where is spirituality? How a man who is getting income from different means of society could be satisfied here in the society, not by paying only taxes, but also from his inner core, that is his heart. So some people would tell you that meditation may be done. Some people would tell you, you can join Hindu group for yoga. Some people may tell you, you can go for particular psychoanalytical exercises. You may gain relaxation or may gain satisfaction from that viewpoint. Some people would refer you to psychologist or psychiatrist, that you may go there and see them, then you will get your satisfaction from them. So when you go there, then the Freudian school of thought, the nomadic style of thinking, like Sigmund Freud and Simon Weber, and sometimes we call the Max Weber, they may be giving you some kind of answers for these, but these are insufficient, because these insufficient answers cannot fulfill the requirement of an individual who is real seeker for his life here and afterward. So according to Plato, soul can be felt but could not be seen. Imam Ghazali says soul is an outer circle of an individual or personality which reflects from face, while the modern thinkers like Simon J.W. Gabriel Almond, or other like Max Weber, another psychologist like Sigma R.D. Narayan, all of them, they identify all these, but they are stagnant with a particular situation. They cannot move out from that situation, or they cannot cross that boundary, or they cannot dare to think of the reality, that is rationality. that belongs to a reality that is honor, prestige, respect. To whom? To an individual. There we could get it. It is not only claim. It is not only just a hypothesis that it can be gained or it can be seen. In Arabia, before 15 years or 12 years or 13 years, 14, no. It's a long time history. It's evolutionary change. Change through what? Where there was a rule of law known as might is right. The supreme authority is dictatorship. When an individual comes out, he had no parents. He had no support from government. He had no support from relatives. He had only one support, that was the revealing support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known as Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people, if you are following these Lat, Manat, Uzza and Hubal, you are doing wrong and you are misleading yourself and misleading your emerging generation. Come to this point that Allah is alone. He belongs to everyone, but he has no relationship with anyone because he has no family. And when you say that there are daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uz billah min zalik, there are relatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uz billah min zalik, there are many relatives like kind of Hubul, Lat, Manat, Uzza, output or outlet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I call you, look for these realities, that there is nothing with the exception of one, that power belongs to monotheism, that is Allah, Allah, Allah. This was a challenge. What for? For Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. It was a da'wah. Quran says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar." There must be a group of people who should invite to zikr, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is characteristic of this group? They are lenient. They are humble. They are submissive. They are so nice, well-mannered. When there was no concept of ethics in the Arabia, even in Greek or any other state of the world, then they submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying that our relationship with A, B, C belongs to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah has ordered us that, O people, you have been created from dust, so we are nothing but to perform our duties for the human being and for the services of human being. This is a group which is known as Islamic Ummah. This is a group of Muslim Ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. Here we don't find any hypothesis. This is reality. We are not going to establish hypothesis. Hypothesis requires conditions for making certain goals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already set our goals that, O people, if you do wrong, you will be punished. If you do right, I will give you reward. This is obvious and clear. So when you are after economy, when you are after politics, when you are going to get benefit from the society, when you are so that you could exercise through constitutional assurances in the society as prime minister, president or anyone, you may be doing it because of your materialistic approach, but Islam does not allow you to capture society or to have power or exercise your power for your own larger interest and just ignore people, no. Or to be rude or shrewd with others, no. But Islam says that if Muhammad Rasulullah is there, if Khulafa'i Rashideen are there, or an ordinary person, I don't want to call ordinary person, everyone is important in Islam, but it does not mean, apart from governmental administration, a person who is voted to government, he is likewise Khalifa. A simple person can ask, O Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, crossing boundaries, and you are misusing your power. We have been given this cloth and we utilize this for our dress, but you are a tall man. It is impossible. If it is given cloth like us, you could have a complete dress. So just you reply in front of people. That ordinary person came out from that crowd and he asked, to whom? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, our ruler of Islamic State, whose comment was not only restricted to Makkah or Medina, whose comment or governmental flag was hosted not only in Makkah and Medina, it was till the end of the boundaries of Makran. That is not a joke. It was more than Caesar and Kisra's comment. It was more than the Roman Empire. Territory of Islamic State, if you just look at the territory or territorial background, you will find out that it was more than United States of America. But the ruler of the state, guided by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, assured by Quran, Ashra-e Mubashshara, he does not mind. He is so lenient. He is so pure and perfect in his manner and ethics and training, orientation. He does not kill. He does not order his army to capture this person. Why is he insulting me and he is asking me? No. Humbly he replies, where is Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, son of Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? When he was asked to come, he came out and just he appeared in that crowd and he replies, I know my father is tall. I have given my piece of cloth to my father just to add and make your cloth. So this was a response, humbleness. And this is a manner how to talk with people. So when there is such a balance of power in the society, we find out a ruler of the state lies down on the dust. A person from Persia comes and he sees, where is ruler? How can I see him? Someone points out, if you want to see our ruler of the state, why don't you go under the tree? Just you see, he is resting there on the dust and he is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, there is no need to see him. It is enough, more than enough, to be witness for this, that alhamdulillah, he is the person who has such relaxation in his mind that he has no danger and fear from others, and so he's so relaxed from his authority. So alhamdulillah, I must tell you that I am going to be Muslim now. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. This was ethical behavior of Muslim ruling class of that era. Why? Why? The basic question is why? What was the spirit behind this? And what was the truth behind this institutional orientation? If I ask this question, mostly people can say they were given orientation from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was like this. Answer is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam trained them and they accepted with the deepness of heart. This was the real clue to this answer. This is a clue. This is a reference. This is a point of understanding from which munafiqeen go down towards their destination, Muslimin go upish to the air and to the paradise of love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first of all, we should understand, as a shair of Urdu asked so beautifully, wo Allah wale namazi kahan hai? And Hazrat Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayh beautifully, philosophically adjust a new vision, saying, تیرا دل تو ہے سنم آشنا, تجھے کیا ملے گا نماز میں. If you are going to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in your mind you have kept Lat, Manat, Uzza or love for this temporary world, so what for are you going to ask? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your heart and your intention. If you are going to hide yourself, it is impossible. Allah always sees your heart. He does not care about your faces. And the top secret of success was only one. They loved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. Repetition of word cannot hide your internal feelings. What does it mean? It means we may be a good orator, we may be a good philosopher, we may be a good researcher, we could get every kind of facilities from the society, but where there is no seal of love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam or attestation from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our iman or faith, our iman cannot be completed. Unfortunately, this is happening around us. Unfortunately, this is happening around us. We have forgiven Quran and Sunnah. We claim ourselves, we are Muslim. But where is true spirit of Islam? Kuntum khaira ummatin. The best ummah, the best group. Ummah means group. The best ummah of the world. Is it a best ummah of the world which does not behave with the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They are living in the paradise of foolish activities and utopian government, that we will repeat the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an ordinary person or an ordinary individual without caring how to make love and how to deliver our words to the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there is no reference in Quran. Let me tell you, just you go through, you just read Quran Kareem, you will find out there is no way, waqf, ayah, where there is only Muhammad, where there is only Muhammad has been discussed. I mean the name of Muhammad, where there is Muhammad in Quran, there are only two or three, not more than this. These are only three places or ayah where you find only Muhammad, but not only Muhammad. With Muhammad you will find sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find another izafa, that is called izafa. It may be Rasulullah or Muhammadur Rasulullah or anything else. How can we, dear, if we are really are truly following Islam and we truly love to understand Islam, how are we behaving? We are calling, we are going to ask for such a greatest personality which is cause of creation of entire universe, and his name is being reported, by scholars only Muhammad, 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 na'uz billahi min zalik. Is it a way of love? Is it a way to call yourself that you are going to represent Islam and Islamic Ummah? Tomorrow when we'll be before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout Quran says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ شَدَّ عَلَى الْكُفَّارُ وَحَمَا بَيْنَهُمْ تَوَاتُ رَامُ رُكَّانُ سُجَّدَ. On the other occasion, Quran says, لَا تَرْفَوْا أَصْوَاتُكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Never raise your voice before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are paying this respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we are talking of such greatest personality, we are saying only Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. What is this? Can you repeat your father's name like this? You cannot. Can you call any judge of the society, of any society of the world, developing countries or developed countries, can you call only judge without honorable or without honorable judge or his excellency? Can you call? Can you dare to say like this? Even it is English people, even Britishers, they know how to present words. That's why they have introduced words. And always when they say Jesus, they always say peace be upon him. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. They never say Jesus. So, what is the way of understanding of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we have not understood the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he orders you to pay proper respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran says in the chapter An-Nisa, Surah An-Nisa, "Man yuti' ar-rasul faqad ata Allah." Whosoever follows Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his following would be likewise following of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other occasion, Quran says, "Wama ataakum ar-rasul fakhuzuhu wama nahakum anhu fantahu." This is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Wama ataakum rasulu." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not calling "Wama ataakum Muhammad." Otherwise he could have called, because he is greatest authority. He would have told us only Muhammad. No. He never behaves with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He teaches us how to behave with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says in orders, "Wama ataakum rasul." Whatsoever messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, just have it. "Wama nahakum anhu," and if he prohibits you, you should not act again. You just stop your doings. This is Quranic ayah, para 28. This is Surah Al-Hashr. And third ayah, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina قُلْ انظُرْنَا وَاسْمَعُوا وَلِلْكَافِرِنَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Why? What was the reason of this ayah? Let me tell you, this was a practice of non-Muslims and also munafiqeen. When they used to talk of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to say, "Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad." It is a tradition of non-Muslims, because they were enemies of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to insult, they used to feel satisfaction when they used to repeat name only Muhammad, Muhammad, because they never wanted to pay respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just they behaved with the name that he is a kid of our society. He was a kid of our society without parents. So we should behave that he is nothing. Na'udhubillah min zalik. And if he is saying that I am messenger, so he cannot be equal to Jesus Christ or Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So we should not pay him respect, so that he would be insulted and he will feel himself some kind of shame. Na'udhubillah min zalik. By listening that he is only Muhammad. So they used to say, what? Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow people, Muslims, Muslim people or mu'mineen, because following the same, some those who were not familiar with this conspiracy, or who did not notice about this conspiracy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them, when you talk to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should not say "Ra'ina." Look at me. This kind of insulting word. Quran says, "Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O mu'mineen." Never say like this. This is insulting behavior. I can tolerate every kind of other things, but I cannot tolerate to insult my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because he is my representative. When you talk in your society with other people, it's okay, whatsoever you do, it is your amal, your activities. But when you talk to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you should be very much careful because you are talking to my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is representing me. Qulu, always say. Qulu means order. Always say. Anzurna, O Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please see to us. Please see to us how beautifully converted into from disgrace to a graceful way. This is a matter of word. Then wasma'u, O Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Isma. Isma means please listen to us. Please listen to us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifying here, walil kafirina azabun alim, those who are conspirator, or those who negate love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a greatest azab, a fire for them, because they are not giving proper honor to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah does not require from us. Allah does not need anything from us, but only He teaches us to pay proper respect to His Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Suppose I give you example. Any ambassador of the country, any country, even an ordinary worker of administration of embassy, goes and joins other country as ambassador or as a part of administration, could he be insulted? Could he be as simply his name when he is appearing to represent his country? Could you call him without His Excellency or His Majesty or His Honor or whatsoever you have prefix or suffix in English language? You cannot dare. Even you cannot imagine to say this. If you do it, immediately other comment would withdraw and close his embassy in that territory. Because this would be treated in the light of international law as insult of entire nation. So who is representing here in this world? Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is my beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who has been sent to you as a complete rahma, as a complete blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. So if someone, na'udhu billahi min zalik, insults or plays with the name of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, would he be spared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Never. Because his government is a supreme authority. His authority is a universal authority. We come here only for 60, 70, 80 years or 100 years. After that, we will have to go back. Then, who will be Shafi there? Who will be intercessor for our activities? Who will be witness, as Quran says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidam wa mubashiram wa nazira wa da'iyan ilallah. O Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have sent you as a witness for society. So who is witness? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we are, na'udhu billahi min zalik, we are misbehaving here with his name, so would he be witness for this activity that we were impolite with his name? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us? Never. We should not expect. So what was kuntum khaira ummatin? So kuntum khaira ummatin means the best ummah, the best group of muslimin or mu'minin is who behave properly with the name of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and who knows about proper respect and depth of love with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah does not like to play with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or to play with the name of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Quran Kareem on the other occasion in Surah Tawbah, ayah number 66, and the chapter it clarifies walladhina yuzuna rasulullah, walladhina, those yuzuna who are harmful to whom? To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they used to harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one could dare to touch body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is preserved in history. No one could touch. Nauzubillah min zalik, to beat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam or to insult or to just, no. No one could do it after iman, after declaration of iman. But how they used to give Isa to harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam by loose talk. By loose talk. This was their skill. The skill of munafiqeen as well as skill of kafirin. Those who did not want to see a happy face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to, na'uzubillah min zalik, give remarks against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Used to talk of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a manner that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam could become shaky, or he could feel sadness. This was a way of these people. How? With such a manner that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go from any bazaar or market, oh, Muhammad, Muhammad, na'uzubillah min zalik, na'uzubillah min zalik, na'uzubillah min zalik, they used to call like an ordinary person. They never paid respect. Why? Because their psychologically treatment was that they wanted to groom their ego and super ego, and they wanted to promote themselves that they have authority. Abu Jahl and his followers were authority of the society. But Muhammad Rasulullah said, no, I am nothing, but whatsoever I have been revealed, this is haqiqa and this is reality, that come and join Wahdaniyat. This would be a giving authority here and afterward. So you should follow me as I have been sent to you as a true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the class conflict was, let me tell you the hypothesis, and now we are coming to synthesis, the result. Synthesis is called result. What is synthesis? Synthesis is that there was a class conflict. Between whom? Between those who wanted to capture authority, and between that other group that is known as Kuntum Khaira Ummatin, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his leadership, they declared our life and death belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we give you words, O Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are faithful here and also there. Because they loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their soul and heart. They never claimed that they are Muslims. Quran gave them assurance that these are the people who have been given a greatest bashara, faqat faza fawzan azima. The greatest success has been given as a reward of their services rendered to Islam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they were true lover to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran Kareem on the other occasion says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. O people, those who love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should not raise your voice. This is another principle of love. How to behave? If you love someone, then would you shout against him? Would you start talking nonsense in front of him? This may be an activity of enemy or those who are jealous of that, but who love, they always keep their eyes down and submit themselves nicely, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give them reward because of this love manner and behavior. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu. Those who love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says something, you should listen him. You should not start cross-talking. You should not give your advice, although advice is very important. Quran says, fil amr, make your consultation when you face any problem. But when Holy Prophet Muhammad says something, you will have to pay respect, because he is my messenger. As I have sent him to you, so you will have to pay respect. If you want, Quran says, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you want to be loved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, yuhibbukum Allah, Allah will certainly love you. This is a kind of agreement between Muslims and Nabi. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brother and sister, I would request you to kindly be aware of the facts, principles of Islam. The first principle of Islam is to believe in oneness of God, that is Tawheed. But Tawheed does not mean not to love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tawheed is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who is leading to Tawheed? That is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known to us because of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Tawheed and Risala, that is prophethood, both of these are balancer of our society. So if we are really needy to have spiritual satisfaction in this world, spiritual power in this world, spiritual progress in this world, as well as societal progress, ethical progress, or other development in the world, so we will have to be real seeker, to understand and devote ourselves to the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when we go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Quran says, wama ataakum ar-rasulu fakhuzuhu wama nahakum anhu fantahu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an authority who gives you a way of life. Quran says, what Quran clearly identifies, laqad kana lakum fi rasulullah uswatun hasana, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a complete paradigm of life, spiritually, politically, or in other manner. So we must understand how could we affiliate ourselves with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So affiliation with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very simple. Just we should keep in our mind that we have been created here purposely, and the purpose of creativity or creation is to abide by the rules and regulation of Islam, and that means to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the light of Quran, in the light of Sunnah, as Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, taraktu feekum amrayn, kitabullahi wa sunnati, I am giving you two important ahkamat, orders or traditions. The first is orders of Quran, and the second is my way of life. That's enough to love. And when someone loves to be patriot, to be follower, to be real lover, so he will have to understand the meaning of love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the meaning of submission to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we listen name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you never say Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. It is not a proper way. If we want to be among those who are real successful. So we must say as Quran teaches us. Quran never say Muhammad. No one can show it. Never. Where there is name of Muhammad, there is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is not only Muhammad. If someone says Muhammad, it is a kind of sin. Good. We should not play with this name. We should pay respect. So where there is name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran says Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Allah would be happy, and sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be a kind of durood. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be a kind of durood. Number two, he was not like us. As some people say that he was like us, so we should behave that he was elder brother. Nauz billah min zalik. Elder brother cannot be revealed. Elder brother cannot be given such authority to change entire society, to bring a glorious revolution in the society. Elder brother could commit sins and crime, but my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the real cause of entire world or entire universe, was so supreme that badas khuda buzurg to ek qissa mukhtasar. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a legitimate authority on in the universe, because Quran says, we don't say it. Quran says wama ataakumur rasul fakhuzuhu, whatsoever rasul kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you, you just have it. Wama ataakum, whatsoever. Wama, wa means and, ma means everything, whatsoever. So who is Nabi? Nabi wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He does not say anything from his own wishes. So this is my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He cannot be like elder brother, Nauz billah min zalik. Some people say he was like Nauz billah min zalik something. I don't want to repeat these words. Just let me tell you, where there is honor, prestige and love, it should be reflected by your faces. And these cannot be claimed or cannot be understood, these would be witnessed by your activities. Where there is name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there would be sallallahu alaihi wasallam automatically on your, in your mouth and on your tongue. There would be no restriction at all. There would be no extra societal variables or power force to restrict you or to stop you. No one says you. Even non-Muslims, they say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many naat, many naat by Hindus, non-Muslims, they have written down. I can tell you, thousands of naat by non-Muslims have been recited and written down, but they never dare to say only Muhammad. When they say Muhammad, they always say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By se khilqat kaun? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me tell you Urdu prose, then I will complete my talk. By se khilqat, the reason of creation, who is? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aina rahmat kaun? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The constitution of blessing, who is this? This is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kiske sabab se haq ko jana? Kiske sabab haq ko pehchana? Kiske sabab? Who is the reason to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the real cause of entire entity of your own personality? That is the personality of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kiske sabab se haq ko jana? Kiske sabab haq ko pehchana? Baise rahmat kaun? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haan wahi to shafae jaza hai. Haan wahi to malike jaza hai. Malike rahmat kaun? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a reality that he is the actual cause. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this universe could not be created if my nur was not created. Should be no shadow of doubt. So we should not only pay respect, but we should have this seed in our heart, and we should transmit this love to our emerging generation. Because it is a kind of amana, as Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ballighu anni walau kana aya, ballighu anni. O people, those who are really In my love, it is your responsibility to communicate my love. And ayah, who is ayah? Hazrat Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah ta'ala say, the greatest ayah. Ayah means symbol, identification. The greatest symbol is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ballighu anni walau kana ayah. If you find a single ayah, a single symbol of Islam, just you communicate from me on my behalf to others. That's why in Khutbah Hajjatul Wada, the last sermon, he asked Shahidana wa Ghaibuna, means those who were at that time and also emerging generation, they are responsible, because Holy Prophet Muhammad was prophet for that time, he is prophet for this time, and he will be prophet for future and all time, as we will be going and appearing before Nabi Karim, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even at that time, he will be our Shafi, and he will be witness, and he will be certifying our love with truth. So my dear brothers, sisters, I would request you to kindly keep one thing in your mind: where there is love with Nabi Karim sallam, the love would be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we do not draw a line of demarcation between Allah and His Rasul. There is no line of demarcation except one. Allah is Wahid, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is His real messenger to this world, who brought a change through His love, honor, prestige, and His Noor. Because Quran says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Undoubtedly, Quran has been sent to you, and a noor, a light has been sent to you. And this noor means Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So love with noor would give us noor in our heart, on our face, our whole body would be enlightened. If we keep ourselves away from noor, so we'll be keeping ourselves in darkness. So please come out from the dark age of Arabia and become true lover of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he is a source of inspiration and true love, as well as real knowledge and noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this entire universe. Rabbana salamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, give us true love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, we don't find words to pay respect to such a noble personality, or such personality who has been declared by Quran as a true and real authority, legitimate authority for Rahma. Ya Allah, give us sense to understand the meaning of Rahma and the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ya Allah, give us such love as we go back to you. And when we are asked in the language of Quran, Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya, Ya Allah, testify our love with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم. We are showy people. Make our love and heart purified with the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we could be back from here with actual attestation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his love. Ameen ya Rabbana Kareem. Bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. Faqila ila Allah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, 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 la ilaha illa hu. Allah, Allah.